USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On this 9/11, President Trump is awarding the Medal of Honor to U.S. Army Delta Force Sergeant Major Thomas Patrick Payne.
Pat, you embody the righteous glory of American valor. We stand in awe of your heroic daring and gallant deeds. You truly went above and beyond the call of duty to earn our nation's highest military honor.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci tells MSNBC a COVID-19 vaccine has to be approved by an independent committee called the Data and Safety Monitoring Board.
They have nothing to do with the company. They have nothing to do with the FDA. They're an independent group. And they look at the data intermittently to determine, A, is there any safety problem, and B, does it actually work?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We all have health goals, but let's face it, you are living in some fantasy world if you think you are suddenly about to start eating better. In fact, have you thought of this? How many different servings of fruit have you eaten today? How many servings of vegetables? And sorry, Dad, French fries and ketchup don't count. The experts recommend eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. That's where Balance of Nature comes in. With 3 fruit and 3 veggie capsules, Balance of Nature gives you all your daily recommended servings and contains 31 different fruits and vegetables. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Change your life now by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
It's back to the drawing board for Senate Republicans regarding a coronavirus relief bill as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Senate Democrats have succeeded at blocking a Republican stimulus bill. No Democrats voted for advancing that measure in a procedural vote yesterday. It was aiming to expand liability protections and unemployment benefits.
Protesters up early in Minneapolis, Minnesota, to gather outside the Hennepin County Courthouse for the first in-person hearing in the pretrial for the officers involved in George Floyd's death. The trial is expected to last most of the day on Friday and will focus on 2 motions, the motion to hold separate trials for each officer and the motion to move the trials out of Minneapolis. The state is asking that the court have all 4 officers tried at the same time to save the court system time and resources, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
For those who witness the horror of 9/11 up close and personal, the sounds and images are embedded in their memory. Reporter recollections from USA Radio Network's Robin Wolinski.
After both buildings were down, there was this enormous dust cloud, and we were running north trying to get away from it. I remember people barefoot in the street carrying their shoes. I bumped into a woman who was absolutely frantic looking for her husband who had been at work in the North Tower, and she tells me that she heard that he was alive, and she starts walking south when I grab her arm and I beg her to stay put, when suddenly her husband, covered in white dust, plaster, and huge rings of sweat, appears in the street.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you all right, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're covered. What happened?
I was on the 65th floor of 68th floor of One World Trade Center, and there was a massive explosion. The whole building shook. I was only about 15 floors below where the plane hit.
A majority of Oregon voters disapprove of the ongoing unrest in Portland, according to a new poll, and a majority want police to use more force against demonstrators. By a margin of more than 2-1, more Oregon voters disapprove of protests in Portland than approve of them, 66% to 31%, according to a DHM research survey of 502 voters in the state. More news can be found on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.